Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming away once again today, and we are still continuing our message concerning the four kinds of judgments. And we've spoken concerning the judgment of sin. We are now on the Bema Seat judgment, and the judgment of sin is not for believers, because believers have gone through that already. But now, the judgment, or the Bema Seat judgment, is for you and I. You know, so when you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Verse 10, he says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. It's called the judgment seat of Christ. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in body according to that which he has done, whether it be good or bad. Hallelujah. You know, so there are works that a believer ought to engage in. Okay, there are responsibilities. For instance, when you win a soul to Christ, you are rewarded for it. God rewards you. Okay, or you are an usher in church and you are doing what you are supposed to do, you receive the rewards that you are supposed to have. Or you are engaged in helping another person grow. For instance, I am helping you grow through these broadcasts, these messages. God is going to reward me for what I am doing, you see. But if you are a believer and you are not doing anything, you are just there, you just go to church, you are just listening, you don't do anything, you will not receive any reward. So on that day, you will not receive any reward. So there are different categories of the reward systems that God has. And I want us to look at it today. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 9. It's very nice from verse 9. Long scripture. But it says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husband. You are God's farm. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. So all of us are involved in the building process, in building up the body of Christ. It says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, so there are different things you could build in the body of Christ. You could build gold, you could build silver, you could build things with precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble. It says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. What day is that? The day when you stand before Jesus Christ. It's called the day of the Lord. For the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Then it says, if any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So your salvation is, you will be saved, you will be okay, but your work will burn if you don't build the right thing. So there are different things. It says in verse 12, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. So you could build gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. What does it mean to build with gold? Gold is a symbol or a type of divinity. Gold is a symbol of divinity. So wherever you see gold in the Bible, it's actually making reference to the divine nature or the God nature, which is the divine life. And you and I have that divine life. We have that divine life in us. We have the divine nature of God in us. And that divine nature of God in us bears a certain kind of fruits. You see, which are the fruits of the Spirit. So when you read in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20, 22, he mentions it. He mentions the fact that the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering, patience, meekness, faith, all those things. Okay? Gentleness. So, if someone did something wrong to you, let's say your brother cheated you in business, what you do to that brother makes all the difference. You see, what are you going to do? Are you going to respond to that brother in love? Or are you going to respond to that brother out of your flesh? If you respond out of your flesh, you are actually building or you are doing a work of wood, of hay, and of stubble. And a work of wood, hay, and stubble will burn when it goes through the fire. The Bible says that we shall all be taken through fire. If you read in verse 13, it says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. You stand before Jesus. You see, Jesus' eye right now is like a flame of fire. It's burning with fire. Read in Revelation chapter 1. You see it there. His eyes are burning with a flame of fire. You see, they're burning with a flame of fire. And when you stand before him on that day, he will look at you, and as he looks at you, all the works that you did that were not consistent with his life in you will be bent, and it will be left with only the one that were consistent with the life of God in you. Hallelujah. So where you are supposed to show kindness to somebody and you didn't, you have worked a work of wood and hay and stubble. If you show that work of kindness to that person, you have built or worked a work of gold, and it will show up on that day. You'll be rewarded for it. Hallelujah. Then there's the work of silver. Silver is redemption. Okay, silver means redemption. Wherever you find silver in the Bible, it means redemption. And redemption, it means that what you do to aid someone to stand once again, to come out of death into life. So let's say your brother fell, someone went to steal, someone stole something of yours, a brother, a believer, I'm talking about believers now, or even someone who is not a believer stole something from you, if you meet a thief, what do? Do you beat the person to death? Or you help the person? I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be kind towards the person. Yes, punish the person for what he has done. Give the person to the right authorities. Don't kill the person. Don't aid in killing the person. Help the person get to know God. Help the person get to know. Help the person stand back on his feet. You see, as you do those things, as you aid people to get better in God and get better in every side of their lives, you're actually working works of silver, and it will appear on that day. Precious stones are made from the deepest parts of the earth. Okay, they are made from heat. And they're precious. They come out of their pressure and become precious. Hallelujah. You see, so precious stones are works that are done through your sufferings on the behalf of Christ. For instance, as a believer, you may be persecuted by people. People may insult you. You know, what you do with those insults. If you say to God, why am I suffering like this? You're actually working wood here and stubble in your life amazingly. But if you allow yourself to go through certain things without complaining and still appreciating God, the Bible says, count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. Because all those tests are to refine you and make you better. Hallelujah. So the more you go through those things, the better your life gets. I'll enlighten you some more tomorrow in Jesus' name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.